With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Shovels and snowblowers at the ready in the Northeast, where a storm this weekend is expected to bring snow, freezing rain, and ice to the region, with the heaviest snowfall expected in Pennsylvania, parts of the Hudson Valley, and portions of New England. Winter storm warnings and watches are in effect. In Massachusetts, portions of Rhode Island, a winter storm warning is in place through 1 o'clock Monday morning, with snow accumulations of 6 inches up to a foot expected. National Weather Service Chief Meteorologist Greg Carpin says this is only the beginning.
This particular event will kind of be the precursor, the intro to what will become a pretty active pattern right through next week. It looks like blizzard conditions possible in the middle of the country by the early part of the work week next week. That system's going to bring a lot of rain and wind to parts of the East Coast before Wednesday.
In the West, Sierra Nevada storm packing heavy snow shut down a stretch of interstate Saturday and briefly knocked out power to tens of thousands of businesses and residents in Reno. Also, SRNNews.com, with 9 days until the Iowa caucuses, former President Trump hit the hustings in Sioux Center yesterday, telling the crowd he's confident he'll win, but he wants supporters to show up for the caucuses.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
Meanwhile, President Biden was in Bluebell, Pennsylvania Friday.
The choice is clear. Donald Trump's campaign is about him, not America, not you. Donald Trump's campaign is obsessed with the past, not the future. He's willing to sacrifice our democracy, put himself in power. Our campaign is different. For me and Kamala, our campaign is about America. It's about you. It's about every age and background that occupy this country.
Overseas, Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah have traded fire in one of the heaviest days of cross-border fighting in recent weeks. The fire Saturday comes as a day after, the Hezbollah leader urged retaliation for the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon's capital. Polls are open in Bangladesh in an election fraught with violence and a boycott from the main opposition party. At least 18 arson attacks have been reported across the country since Friday, with 10 of them targeting polling places. Campaigning's also been marred with violence, over a dozen people killed in recent months. A new poll on Christians in Israel, and a pro-abortion group is changing its name, but nothing else. NARAL Pro-Choice America will now be called Reproductive Freedom for All. Organization officials are also vowing to spend big money in the 2024 election cycle to put abortion on the country. SRN News. A deadly accident in New York is being investigated by state police.
Authorities say the bus rollover on an upstate highway left one person dead, injured at least a dozen more. The bus with 23 people on board was traveling south from Montreal when it crashed on the Adirondack Northway in the town of Lake George Friday afternoon. The bus was headed to New York City. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of New York City, subway operations are being reviewed by federal transit safety investigators after a collision and derailment earlier this week caused minor injuries to more than 20 people. The National Transportation Safety Board is expanding the probe beyond Thursday's derailment because it was the second major incident in just over a month on the system. That incident left one person dead. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.